This is the best of the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com.
Preparing and saving for retirement is going to be a challenge for all of us. But for even small business owners, there are some unique concerns and challenges. So I thought it'd be kind of nice to spend some time today just talking about how you can prepare for retirement if you aren't retiring from a corporate job with a 401k. All right, Jeff, can you talk about that? You're a small business owner yourself.
Oh, most definitely. And with small business owners, basically they haven't been forced to save or had the opportunity to set money aside because they're basically looking at month to month, are they going to pay their bills and pay their employees and all these things. So small businesses, a lot of times it's more challenging, but again, that's where you have to start planning early. I think we all were told this when we were kids and just starting to work, take 10% of your money and put it in savings, mm-hmm. right? Whatever you earn.
Yep.
Now, I'll bet you 95% of us never did that ever. Yeah. You're just looking at every single month, is there something left that I can go have fun with?
Exactly. Yeah, I remember Bobby and I saving $50 a month. You know, I mean, that's ridiculous.
And so you really need to take a look at saving and putting savings. But it's not just the self-employed. It's everybody out there. We have a lot of people that are waiting till they're 45, 50, 60 years old before they start going, oh, I got to start saving for retirement.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
The ones that start when they're in their 20s, when they first get their job, I love this. One of the coworkers says to him, you should really start putting money in that 401k because when you get to be my age, you know, they're 60 and they're like, yeah. You're going to be so happy that you did that. Well, we're throwing a little monkey wrench in that where we're making it even better for you. We're talking about if your company has a Roth 401k, start saving in that because you're paying for the seed, you're paying taxes as it goes in, so that the harvest, when you go to retire and everything it's grown to, is not taxable anymore. So little tidbits like that we can add to people that are 30, 35, 50 years old. We're really stressing, let's see what you can put into your Roth 401k if you have that available to you.
What are the challenges for people who do own or even work for a small business is that lack of the employer-sponsored retirement account. So, Camille, I wanted to talk about that and just options for retirement savings for people who don't work for a big employer.
One of the first things, so if you aren't the employer and you work for a small business and maybe they don't offer the 401ks, you still have the option of opening up your own Roth IRA and you can contribute to that. So that's a big area we always say, you know, look and see all the different areas. You know, just because the employer doesn't offer a retirement plan doesn't mean you don't need to set one up for yourself. So I like to say that first for employees, you know, what are your options? If you're an employer, you know, you really can look at setting up a small 401k just for your companies. There's a lot of plans out there that make it very easy for employers to do that for their employees. Some of the options are like a SEP IRA or simple IRA. So the difference there is a SEP IRA is going to be for a self-employed individual or employers who have at least one employee. A simple IRA is for any self-employed individual or employers with 100 employees or less. Mm-hmm. So that's going to grow your money tax deferred. Well, you know, Jeff and I, we love to find ways of getting you the most tax efficient plan. So we'd say, okay, let's look at some Roth options too.
Okay.
So you can do those self-employed 401ks. Now there's the traditional 401k and there are Roth options, like Jeff had mentioned earlier. Those self-employed 401ks, that's going to be for a business owner with no employees. It's going to be funded by the employer, and there are those contribution limits, so you do have to pay attention to those. And then the owner can't take money from that plan until 59 and a half. The plan's terminated, or there's some other life event that qualifies them to withdraw without penalty. But there are a lot of options out there that you don't need to just wait around for the employer to do, or as an employer, you can look into for yourself to make sure that you are better prepared for retirement down the line when that does happen for you.
So as you can see, Jeff and Camille, I mean, they are a small business themselves, but they would love to help you out. If you are a small business or you work for a small business, they can guide you with all these things that we're talking about. You know, the first step is giving them a call, right? Here's that phone number, 916-367-6430. You can go in and see them for a complimentary visit. Complimentary, not costing you anything. And they will set you up with a map for your retirement. The Monolith Money Map is what they call it. Now, maybe you would prefer just giving them a call and just setting up a phone conversation. Get on their calendar. You can do that as well. 916-367-6430. That's complimentary. And we do want to remind you, it would help if you've saved about $200,000 for retirement, because then they can really help you put that plan together. They do help people, obviously, that have saved quite a bit more than that. But that's kind of where we want to start and have them start with you. So get that personalized advice. Get that second opinion, that second set of eyes. Let Jeff and Camille guide you with that. And check them out on their website, monolithfinancial.com, monolithfinancial.com. And you are listening to the Monolith Money Show with Jeff and Camille of Monolith Financial Group. So for everybody, the transition into retirement is going to be very challenging. So many people are going to experience that lifestyle change because we're going to leave that job behind, right? The lifestyle change is, you know, not going to work every day. So, Jeff, let's talk about just guiding people through this transition, because the other thing that's happening is they're going from saving to now all of a sudden they're living in retirement and not saving anymore, pulling money out.
Well, and that's one of the enjoyable parts about our business that we do. I was just talking to a couple 2 days ago, and he's coming up in the next 2 months. He's going to retire.
Oh.
And now, she already retired about 2 years ago, but he is going through this point where he's looking at what he's going to get. Now, fortunately, he has a great pension. So he's almost going to get 90% of the spendable money that he was getting while working.
Wow.
And he's looking at that going, well, heck, I should have retired earlier, but he had to hit some levels to get to that.
Yeah.
Plus, the big thing people don't understand, if you're putting a lot of money into 401ks and things like that, when you retire, well, that may be $20,000 or $25,000 a year you're not putting away anymore. Uh-huh. So you're actually going from a savings plan for retirement to a spending plan in retirement. And that's what we really get to do, is guide you in how can we get you spending as much of your money as possible without ever running out. Isn't that a great phase? I love that we can get you to spend as much of your money as possible, but never run out of it, even if you live what we call way too long.
So, all right, let's get back to just the small business owners. Actually, it applies
or
to anybody.
Yeah,
it really
applies. Anyone.
Yeah. So let's just talk about what they need to consider when it does come to their lifestyle in retirement.
So once again, it always comes back to your goals. What do you want to do in retirement? So a lot of times we have the questions of, where do you want to live? Do you plan on still living in the house that you currently in? Are you going to maybe downsize, or are you going to exit the current state that you're in or city and move somewhere else? We have a lot of people, I'm just going to say, reshuffling where they want to live. And things, you know, they go into is cost of living, where they plan to retire. We've got a wonderful family we're working with right now, and they do plan on moving out of California. And so part of our Monolith Money Map we've put together for them is showing, once you decide to make that move to, you know, Nevada or Arizona, you know, whatever state they're looking at, is what are those costs of living going to be like? What is your mortgage? What is the traveling? So all those aspects we look at, and we actually put into your Monolith Money Map, so that you're not going and moving into a state completely blindsided. It's all about having that plan regardless of basically what street or path you decide to take, making sure you have that plan to make sure that it continues to work the way you want it to work. The other areas is, you know, what do you want to do and where is your income going to come from? It's all about understanding now you're no longer waking up and getting ready for a job. So do you have those bucket list items? You know, I say, and we love to do this, is we ask people, and a lot of times it's travel. They want to travel. And we go, well, let's plan that for your, we call them your go-go years. Those first years in your retirement where you're going to be very active. Let's take care of those travels and put in a travel budget, knowing, and we'll show you on our big screen TV, here's your plan. And you can see you can spend that $20,000 or $40,000 a year on travel and still be okay in your 90s or, you know, whatever. So it's all about planning. That's really what you need to have, is that monolith money map so that you can feel confident and comfortable throughout your retirement years.
And Camille, the big thing too is that income guaranteed for the rest of your life or not? And then the other big thing is it taxable? And how is it taxed? So you hit everything right on when we're talking about people's retirement, is having that plan that they know they're going to have a great retirement.
Small business owners face some unique challenges when they're preparing for retirement. If you're your own boss, things are going to look a little different for you as you prepare for retirement. You really don't get to just say, I'm going to retire, you know, next month and walk away from your job. Camille, it's not something you can do, right? One step small business owners don't want to overlook is creating that business exit strategy.
Yeah, and that's definitely one of those areas where you usually, you know, love what you do. You've got your heart and soul into that business. And so when you talk about exiting it, you know, a lot of times it's, well, are you going to just close up the doors or are you going to sell your business to someone? And we've got a wonderful couple and they've grown this amazing business here locally. And a lot of people around town know them. But the great part is they have a wonderful assistant who's been helping them for years, and she wants to take over the business.
Wonderful.
And so they're so excited because people now know her. So they've already gained, you know, the confidence in that assistant they know. And so we sat down with this couple. This was really part of our first visit with them because that was what was important. They go, hey, when do you want to retire? And they go, I don't really know because we own our own business. And so we kind of have to figure out all that stuff too and how that's going to work. So we sat down with them and Jeff was doing all the numbers and really helping them to understand what their business was worth as far as a valuation, but then also how they could make it easy for the assistant to buy them too without, you know, going into a bunch of debt, because you don't want to put a lot of stress on the person you leave your business to, too, because you want it to succeed. So a lot of people can think of an exit strategy as a way to end the business, but you do want to, you know, move a business toward long-term goals and allow for that smooth transition. So they're all going to be different depending on the size and the type of business. Also, who you have already maybe earmarked to take over the business or if you have to find someone. But it's really about understanding your business, your valuation, and what you want to do as far as that exit strategy. And we're here to help you understand your different options and what makes sense. Because that is a little bit, you know, of a rougher time. Not only are you thinking of retiring, which for a lot of people can seem daunting because they've never gone into retirement, you know, not working, but then also giving up your business either onto someone else or closing those doors. It's a lot to comprehend. And that's why you'll hear us constantly say, you need to have a plan. You need to have a plan. You need to have that monolith money map so that we can help guide you on making those strategic decisions to help you feel confident and comfortable in retirement.
Camille, that's great. And it's interesting we're on this subject because, you know, for years I've been having people ask me, you know, well, what happens when you retire, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Camille, you've been with the business 10 years. So you have been putting together plans for people. And I love the saying that you tell the clients when we meet with them now.
Oh, yes. Well, the wonderful thing is I get to be your last advisor because the likelihood of me outliving you is pretty great. I'm in my middle 30s. Yeah. And so, you know, a lot of people we're working with are 50s and 60s and 70s. And so it's wonderful because now you're not having to go and search for somebody else.
Right.
To pick up where maybe another advisor left you when they went and retired. Jeff and I worked together. We've created your plan. And now you can continue working with me to continue your plan. And I understand what your goals and what we've put together.
Yeah, it's a great situation.
It really is.
And so I tell people when you go into a business, you should always have at least a son or a daughter that will go into that business, right? Take it over.
Yeah, he actually said that at one of our events. People were asking, they're like, Jeff, what would your advice be? And he goes, go get yourself a daughter. Like, you could just go get one at a store. It looked fantastic. Everyone was cracking up. They're like, just go get one.
Go buy one. I'm sure they're for sale.
It's nice to know that you have somebody sitting across from you that's going to be there for another 30 years or so and is going to take care of you just like you've been taken care of in the past. We say you become a family member. And now a family member is going to continue to take care of you.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I always say. Father, daughter, legacy team. That's what I call you guys, you know. Yeah. So Monolith Financial has that. And they are here for you. If you have any questions, they can be your second set of eyes on what you're doing for retirement. They can give you advice. They're offering you advice to come in and see them for a complimentary visit. 916-367-6430. Put that number in your phone. We don't want you to forget that. 916-367-6430. Maybe you want to just have a phone conversation. Get on their calendar to do that as well, and it won't cost you anything there either. Now, we do ask that you've saved about $200,000 for retirement. That would be really helpful to help you get started, get a plan going. Jeff and Camille do help people who have saved quite a bit more than that. But anyway, that would be something that would be helpful. So anyway, go ahead and get some personalized advice for your retirement, whether you're a small business owner or you work for a small business or you're a retiree getting ready to retire or in retirement too. I mean, look, they are here to guide you. They retire people every day, right? You and I are going to retire one time. You guys help people retire every single day. So they have the experience and they have stories to tell and they would love to help you. This is the Monolith Money Show. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, again, with Jeff and Camille of Monolith Financial Group. So you probably even have questions if you're getting close to retirement, like how much should I have saved, right? Or where should I be saving my money? And then, you know, how can you make sure that that money's going to last the rest of your life? Those are questions that retirees have, right? You probably hear that every single day, like a song.
You've got questions, we'll help you answer them and figure out, you know, how you can retire with confidence. It's something Jeff and I do every single day here at Monolith Financial Group, and we are so passionate about it because one of my favorite things is when we put together that Monolith money map, and you maybe were thinking about retiring in 2 years or you thought you could never retire, and we sit with you and we go, hey, you could retire today. That means now you can go into work and you're just one bad day away from retirement. It's so fun. And I love that empowerment that a lot of our clients will leave with sometimes when they go, I can go into work, you know, no problem. They're like, I'm a little bit more like lackadaisy as far as, you know, I'm not stressed or anything. And, you know, if they stopped loving their job, then all of a sudden they can go, you know what? I'm just done. And I know I can do that because I have Jeff and Camille, the Monolith Financial Group team, and I've got my Monolith money map. Saving is a good start, a really good start to getting ready for this next chapter in your life. But you do need to do more than just save. You do need to have an income strategy after you've stopped earning a regular paycheck, right? It's time to go ahead and create a spending plan that you cannot outlive. So if you're listening to me right now and you don't have an income strategy or you have any questions or you've got concerns regarding your current plan, I'm going to invite you to call so we can help you create a budget. So you're going to know how much you're going to need for the retirement you've been dreaming about We're also going to throw in inflation in there because we all know inflation does come up, literally.
Yeah, up.
We're also going to uncover risks that might be posing a threat to your retirement. So, like I said, inflation, you know, how much risk do you really need to be taking? There are some families, we talk to them and say, you could have your money, you know, underneath the bed and you'd be completely fine. But the problem is you don't want to lose it. So it's those low lows that can really affect your continuance of having the retirement you've always dreamed of. We also want to look at taxes. How will that affect you? And, you know, healthcare costs. What do you do there? So it's all about creating a plan and a plan that is personalized to you. And we're going to work together to go ahead and build that out. And the great thing about this plan is, you know, we're not etching it into a piece of stone. It's something that we can change because we do understand that life does change. Maybe you want to retire a little bit earlier, or maybe you decide you want to move out of state, or unfortunately, you lose a spouse. We're here to help you, and we're here to help guide you through those retirement questions and concerns to make sure that retirement is that lifestyle you've dreamt about and you feel confident and comfortable throughout retirement.
This has been the best of the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday and Sunday. And to find out more about the team, go to their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated.